All right, I'd like to call the public hearing to order. I think we'll start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So before we get started with public comment for those in here, I just want to read the local law that's proposed to talk a little bit about what's going on and why things are going this way or what we're doing. So back in March, the legislature, passed a law that was signed by Governor Cuomo, making marijuana legal and authorizing dispensaries and lounges within the state of New York. So any municipalities, cities, towns, or villages have until December 31st to opt out of these dispensaries or lounges within their jurisdiction if they so desire to do that. So the thing was, and we had discussed this, is that if we had done nothing, then we would be included in this, and there would be nothing that any board could do in the future to opt out of it, because if you don't opt out before December 31st, you're automatically in and you're in forever. So the board decided that we would put forth local laws to opt out in order to garner public opinion, to see how people felt about it. And that is the purpose of these hearings tonight, is to get input from the public on their feelings on both dispensaries and lounges. So the first local law we're going to talk about is local law number 1 for 2021. This is a local law opting out of cannabis dispensary sites in the Village of Nassau as authorized under the Cannabis Law Article 4. Being enacted that by the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau as follows. Section 1, legislative intent, is the intent of the local law to opt out of allowing cannabis dispensary sites in the Village of Nassau that would otherwise be allowed under Cannabis Law Article 4. Section 2, authority, this law is adopted pursuant to Cannabis Law Section 31, which expressly authorizes the Village Board to adopt a local law requesting the Cannabis Control Board to prohibit the establishment of cannabis dispensary licenses within the jurisdiction of the Village of Nassau and is subject to a permissive referendum, the procedure of which is governed by Municipal Home Rule Law, Section 24. Section 3, the local opt-out. The Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau hereby opts out of allowing cannabis dispensary sites from being established and operated within the jurisdiction of the Village of Nassau. Section 4, severability. In any clause, sentence, paragraph, subdivision, or part of this local law or application thereof to any person, firm, or corporation or circumstance shall be adjudicated in any court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid or unconstitutional. Such order or judgment shall not affect, impair, or invalidate the remainder thereof, but shall be confined in its operation to the clause, sentence, paragraph, subdivision, or part of this local law, or in its application to the person, individual, firm, or corporation, or circumstance directly involved in the controversy, in which such judgment or order shall be rendered. Section 5 is a permissive referendum on petition. This local law is subject to a referendum on petition in accordance with Cannabis Law Section 131 and the procedure outlined in Municipal Home Rule Law Section 24. Effective date, this local law shall take effect immediately upon filing with the Office of the New York State Secretary of State. So that's the law we're going to be talking about first. We do have some people were offered the opportunity to mail in comment, to email comment to the clerk, or to present personally and in person. So with that, I think we'll start out with the personally in person. Has anybody signed up to talk there, Missy? So when I call your name to speak, if you'd step up to the podium, state your name and your home address, and we'll give you 3 minutes to state your case. David Skosha.
How many people do you have on that list?
Just you.
How many?
Just you, but I have several, I have several things here.
So I'm asking the board, you know, for more than 3 minutes, I have an extensive amount of research that I've done here. It's gonna take more than 3 minutes to discuss this.
Well, then let me do this stuff first and then we'll, let me read these first then.
Absolutely.
And then you can run the timeout till 7:15. We'll see what we got left. Okay, so the first one is from Sam. Samantha Sennett, 97 Lords Hill Road. My comment regarding a law against dispensaries in the village, in my opinion, doesn't make sense. Why would we want to make it so less businesses want to come to this area? With the new restaurants and growth in the area, I think we should allow businesses to come to the community. I think banning businesses from this village and area makes it so we can't prosper as a village. Amy Spirana from Nassau. I don't have a street address on that. Village trustees are elected to represent the people of their community. On the proposed cannabis law, it seems clear that the majority of residents and members of the surrounding community are in favor of having an option for a dispensary lounge or lounge within the village. The one objection I have seen raised is the presence of a school within the village. Cannabis is a legal substance. New York teaching our children healthy attitudes and responsible use of cannabis containing products is pertinent, as would be teaching them about alcohol consumption. I have at least one or more of my children attending DPS for 13 years. I have had at least one of my children for 13 years. Straight and have served as a legal officer for Nassau baseball, and for the past 6 years, I can say that I'm not worried for the health or safety of our children. I have a legal, having legal businesses in our community is not a detriment. The village has a fantastic opportunity to bring more revenue and visitors into this small corner of the county. Please listen to your community members and opt in to allow dispensaries and lounges. Regarding, this one is from Steven Weinberg, 3668 US Route 20 in Nassau. As a resident of the village of Nassau, which this is not a village address, but I strongly oppose restrictions on commerce that are not strongly rooted in the public interest. I simply do not see what compelling public interest would be served by stopping my neighbors from purchasing cannabis locally. While I would not expect to use these products myself, I don't see my neighbors' use as any of my business or as any of the village's business. This one is from Mitzi Hart, Post Office Box 44, Nassau, New York. I'm running today in support of the policy goals of the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act to regulate, control, tax cannabis. MRTA will generate millions of dollars in new tax revenue statewide, prevent access to marijuana by those under the age of 21, reduce the illegal drug market, help transition otherwise law-abiding citizens engaged in the legality market to legal market, and create new industries and increase employment. As such, I opposed proposed local bill number 1, 2021, opting out of the cannabis dispensary. Opting out will result in a loss of tax revenue, regardless of whether the company chooses to open a dispensary in the village. Revenue can be specifically designated by the village for the benefit of all, for example, to pay off the water bond debt, thus lowering everyone's taxes. Many of our neighboring communities are opting in, including Skodak, Valencia, Post and Kill, and Chatham. The current list can be found on, there's a website here, rockinstitution.org. If the village opts out, companies will simply locate nearby. Customers will drive to the next town over to buy their products, taking their tax dollars with them. Alternatively, customers could continue to support the unregulated market, which only the naive would think doesn't currently exist. The MRTA specifically allows localities to regulate the time, place, and manner of sales, negating an argument that future opt-in will allow for a greater amount of local control. That local control already exists within the legislation. A dispensary will not increase access to cannabis for those under 21. any more than a look than the liquor store increased access to alcohol as underage people are not allowed in. The dispensary will not increase public use of cannabis as smoking of any kind is not allowed in public parks. Prior to the scheduled hearing, I recommend and encourage you to take a short drive to a dispensary to gain perspective on the reality of regulated marijuana sales. I am also voicing my support of proposed local bill number 2-2021, opting out of cannabis consumption sites. My reasoning here is simply we do not have the transportation infrastructure to allow for safe rides home. Unlike more urban areas with businesses, with buses and ride sharing. If you would like to discuss this further, I'll leave my contact information with the clerk. Thank you for your time and interest. Okay, David, that's all I have that was submitted in writing, so.
Okay, so after hearing that, it sounds like it was 4-0 in favor of opting out of these laws. First off, the state already passed it to be legal. I don't see why the village would want to take anybody's rights away from them. We all have our rights, we're all taxpaying citizens. We have the right to do what we want. We have the right to do what we want with our property. So after hearing those four, you know, I want to ask the board, do you...
This is not a discussion. We're here to listen to you.
Okay. All right. So anyway, there was a, just to add to that, so everybody that you've heard from is in favor of pretty much opting out of both of those laws, except for the last person. So it's, you know, 4-0 to 3-1 on the two laws. Also, there was a poll taken on Nassau 12123 of people's opinions of marijuana dispensary in Nassau. And when I printed this out, and I have copies for all of you, it was a few days ago, it was 377 votes for allowing dispensaries and cannabis sites, and 25 votes disagreeing with allowing a dispensary. Today I looked at it, I believe it's 530 who agree with allowing a dispensary in a site, and I think 40 disagreeing. So that's 85%. And you know, this is Nassau, it's not all village, but it's Nassau 12123. 85% of the people want to do away with these laws, and 6.66%, go figure, are, want to allow it. So that's just taking into consideration of the people. Next, there was tons of research done in order to pass the law for New York. So in July 2018, an assessment of the potential impact regulating marijuana in New York State came out. Actually, let me give you guys copies. This way. Yeah, have your own set of copies.
Hey, Julia.
Thank you.
Oh, that's yours, too. Rich.
Yeah, I'm passing them down.
So we're looking at the first set of papers where it starts with the word charge. So in January 2018, Governor Andrew Cuomo called for an assessment of the possible impact regulating marijuana in New York State. Introduction. Marijuana can be consumed by inhalation or consumption in topicals. It contains a mix of THC, cannabidiol, terpenes, and other compounds. It's easily accessible in the unregulated market. So regardless of whether you guys pass the laws, it can be had anywhere. The status quo, or criminalization of marijuana, has not curbed marijuana use and has in fact led to unintended consequences such as disproportionate criminalization and incarceration of racial ethnic groups that had a negative impact on families and communities. On top of that, they're putting fentanyl in all the street cannabis, whereas dispensaries will all be regulated. From the late 1800s to the 1930s, marijuana was considered a benign, medically efficacious substance sold in pharmacies, doctor's offices throughout the United States to treat various ailments. During the reefer madness era of the 30s, there was a concerted effort to convince the country that marijuana posed such a danger to society. Only prohibition could save it, and the risk continued to be exaggerated for many years through propaganda. In 1999, the Institute of Medicine found a base of evidence to support benefits of marijuana for medical purposes, and there's a growing body of evidence that marijuana has health benefits. On top of that, I have a full book that was published this year talking about it from professional doctors. I don't know if I'll be able to get to it, but published this year. Findings. The Organization of Doctors for Cannabis Regulation states the regulation benefits public health by enabling government oversight of the production, testing, labeling, distribution, and sale of marijuana. Consumer purchasing marijuana on an unregulated market are at a severe disadvantage for understanding the nature of the product they are acquiring. In an unregulated market where there is no standardization of quality, there are many opportunities for unsafe contaminants to be introduced, such as fungi, spores, mold, bacteria, heavy metals, pesticides, growth enhancers. As regulated marijuana introduces an opportunity to reduce harm for consumers through the requirement of laboratory testing and product labeling, similar protection are in place for the alcohol and tobacco industry. In a regulated environment, individuals know what they're consuming to choose a product accordingly. Marijuana may reduce opioid deaths and opioid prescribing. Research indicates regulating marijuana can reduce opioid use, legal and illegal. Medical marijuana has added another option for pain relief, which may reduce initial prescribing of opioids and assist individuals who currently use opioids to reduce or stop use. Legalization may ease access to marijuana for pain management. Criminalization of marijuana has not curbed marijuana use despite the commitment.
I'm going to hold you right there while you go on to that, because I want to kind of keep on track. I'm going to allow you to speak again. Okay. I'm not going to stop you. I do want to ask, is there anyone else in the room who would like to speak on the dispensaries? Okay, hearing that, I'm going to entertain a motion to close the public hearing on the dispensaries. Somebody want to make that motion? Guy, second. A second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Guy and Julia.
Motion is carried.